Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is a junior hockey executive, formerly with Hockey Canada. He now also coaches minor hockey. Join us now as the commissioner of the Ontario Junior Hockey League, Marty Savoy. Marty, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Gino. Pleasure to be here.
You're coaching minor hockey right now? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I coach four different teams here in Burlington.
How?
Three of my girls and my son. When you're at the rink, you might as well be on the ice.
That's unbelievable. Are the kids okay with the fact that you're their coach, or is that just going to, oh, Dad?
Actually, the two are happy. The one I don't think cares, and the other one's too young to even know the difference.
All right. Okay. We'll follow up with them later on down the road and get the real honest answer. Five OJHL players are currently listed among the top 20 from the CJHL in NHL Central Scouting's midterm rankings. That's amazing because you and I have been talking for years, and that's not something we've spoken a lot about in the past. Probably over the last 4 or 5 years, there's been such dominance. Why? What's been the key factor that there's been such incredible talent resurgence in the OJHL and the CJHL in general?
I think a lot of it for our leagues when we went down to the 22, but I think what's happening now is a lot of the teams are seeing, the NHL teams are seeing these players that when, you know, they can draft them at an 18 and then they don't have to sign them for another 4 years when they go to school, and they're getting an older, more mature, kind of stronger player coming out. But, you know, I think the level of play, because, you know, with the CJHL, with the, you know, the World Junior Challenge and the prospects and how we promote the players and how we treat them and everything, it's a viable route for them. And that's why you saw last year, I think there was just three in the first round, and we have, you know, Jack McBain possibly first round this year. And so when you have those high draft picks, it becomes another alternative for players and families when they decide which league to play.
I want to follow up on something you mentioned, and that's the fact that going through the OJHL, the CJHL in general, teams, after they've drafted their kid, they're looking for a couple more years of extra development from them. You've already got 68 players committed from the OJHL to NCAA programs next season. That includes McBain, who's going to be going to Boston College. How important is that for the league's marketability, that you know that you can continue to develop players like that draw so much interest from a scholarship side as well?
I think it's extremely important because we, you know, we tag ourselves as a league of choice, and we don't care if you go to, you know, the NCAA, CIS, or major junior hockey, is that you come here to develop to the next level. And, you know, we pump players onto all of those levels. And when you come in as an athlete and as a family, when you're, you know, all the players in our league are looking to move on. We know we're a pass-through league and they want to move to the next level. And one of the things they're going to look at is, you know, where are the players coming from? And those types of numbers help when families have to make decisions on where to go. But the other side of it as well, I think what happens is that the schools and the scouts, when they say, okay, what league should we look at, they look at where all the players are coming from. We do a governor's showcase in Buffalo every year that gets over 250 scouts at it. And I think a lot of it is because the type of athlete that's getting pushed through.
You also spent 10 years working with Hockey Canada. That's an important relationship for you personally and for the OJHL and the CJHL, generally speaking, as well. How do you put that into words, the importance of your relationship with Hockey Canada?
I don't think I can really put it into words. Just what I learned at Hockey Canada and the guys that I work for, what they taught me, not only about the game but the structure and how everything works and everything, was just, you know, it was such a valuable learning tool. That's where I kind of grew up in the game and learned so much from them, and it allows me to kind of see an overall 64,000 level type perspective on where our league fits in and what we need to do. And not only that, I'm a big believer in partnerships and the different types of partnerships that we need to get our kids in our league to the next level. And so when you sit at a national level, you get to be around some incredible people. You know, guys like, you know, Scott Smith and Tom Rennie that are running it now. Like, it's just through being around them, you learn so much. And I think that's what it can take into the league now, is that we know where we're at. We know the people that can help us, and we're always looking to drive improvement. And that's all Hockey Canada has done for the last 30 years, is improved.
Impressive. Marty, always great catching up with you, my friend. Enjoy the playoffs, and good luck with coaching your kids' teams. Let me know how that goes.
Thanks so much, Gino. All the best to you as well.
That was OJHL Commissioner Marty Savoy, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.